Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Rice.
How you guys doing out there today? This is G. Rice coming to you live from the DC area. I believe that God has placed in my heart for us to share tonight and talk about. So with that, I'm just waiting for some things to happen on my end. But I hope you guys are having a good night tonight. It's a little rainy up here in the Baltimore area, north of D.C. I like to say D.C., Baltimore area. You know, I am a little north of Baltimore, but it's all good. It's all good. I hope you guys are having a good night. What's your praise report? Any praise reports? How have things been going in your life this week? Before we get started, how have things been going in your life this week? You know, feel free to talk. You know, we do this from 9 to 10 on Mondays. On Tuesday nights. And I just want to say a shout out. What's going on to my boy Thomas? What's going on, Dwayne? What's going on, Paula? I appreciate you guys coming through tonight. Craig, some of you guys coming through. Those who don't say something, it's still good. It's still good. I just want to send a shout out to you guys, and I appreciate you guys for tuning in. I'm just having a little difficulty on the Blog Talk Radio side, but not on the Facebook Live side this night. You know, tonight. So that's good. That's good. Making some progress. The music part is just a little down that end. But tonight, originally, I wanted to talk about knowing your triggers. About knowing your triggers and why it's so important for us to know our triggers, especially in this season, this Christmas season. Like last week, we were talking, I'll tell you about last week, we talked about do it all in love. Do everything that you do in love. That's how we're supposed to do everything. And I wanted to talk about know your triggers, but how many of you know that you can make your plans on what you want to talk about? And God can be like, that's not what I want you to talk about tonight. Something happened, and I'm going to talk what I feel like God wants me to talk about tonight, which is not necessarily about knowing your triggers, but coming out of Joshua chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. And what came to me is about hope, and having that hope. And why do we need that hope? Because, you know, God sometimes is leading us. I believe God's leading us to walk by. First of all, we're supposed to walk by faith and not by sight. But I believe this, and it's our God wants to answer our prayers, the prayers that we've been praying, and that no one else knows except God. And those prayers that we've been praying that God will move in our lives, we've been too afraid to walk and do those things he's called us to do. Sometimes God's going to call us to step out of faith a little bolder, a little stronger, you know, not to be timid and not go for it, but to just go for it. What do you have to lose to move forward? What do you have to lose to go after your dreams, to go after your heart's desires, do those things that you feel like God has called you and created you to do? I believe we're walking into that season. If you're desiring God to move in your life, God will move in your life. And when God begins to move in your life, you have to be ready to actually do that. See, we pray, God, please help us. Help us. I'm wanting you to move in my life. And then when God begins to move in your life, then we get to this place where we feel that I can't do it. I cannot do it. I'm having a hard time. So this season is a season that affects so many different people. This Christmas season between Thanksgiving and Christmas can be a hard season for people. It can be a hard pill for people to swallow. you might not know my full story, and one day I might go ahead and give you my full testimony, but I want you to know that God has been good to me. God's been good in my life. And even though you might see what you see on Facebook, you don't know the full story. I personally don't believe that's something that you should just put all your business on Facebook. But those things that God has put on my heart to share, I share. But like I said, I was going to talk about knowing your triggers tonight, but God has placed it on my heart to talk about something else. What's going on, Jackie? Blessings. What's going on, Gerald? Hey, Donovan. Hey. Hey, Teresa. Hey, Marvin. Appreciate you guys watching. Hey, Tim. You know, and Jeanette. Okay, you guys are coming through. All right. What's up, Terry? What's going on, Rose? What's going on, Ronald? Jackie, Sean, okay, you guys are coming through. Rob Dobb is listening. You know, I'm going to tell you this. God is, I believe, calling us to go forth and do those things he's called us to do. Hey, Teresa. And so tonight I'm going to switch it from know your two triggers. I'll talk about that another time. I'm going to go with what I feel like God wants me to talk about tonight. Josh, in Joshua chapter 1, verse 6, it reads as this, as follows. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. I want you to understand, sometimes, first of all, may the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. What's going on, Angel?
Angel.
Got Angel in the house. Roosevelt, Carolyn. That's a little thing between Angel and I. Sorry, guys. Angel's like my sister. But I want to say this tonight. If you were to title this message, I believe that God would be saying to us tonight, be courageous. We are, and this is about hope, because some of us, we are hoping for God to work in our lives. Hey, Angel, we're working. We're believing that God's going to meet every need that we have. And we're wondering, how can I have good success? You have to have hope, guys. We have to have hope. And we have to have hope that what God's telling us to do and what he's leading us to do, that he will make that way plain for us. We have to have hope, because too many people walking without hope. I don't know about you, but at one point I got tired of walking and living my life without hope. And sometimes with that hope, and sometimes with following God, God's going to call us to do things. Sometimes God's going to open up doors that no man can shut, and he's going to shut some doors that no man can open. But whatever it is that God's trying to do in your life, I believe God's telling us to be courageous. Be courageous. How can we have success in our lives? And how can we have success in our life today? You know, this is one of my favorite scriptures, this part of the book of Joshua, where Joshua's told this, be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them. I want you to understand that here Joshua is coming after Moses. After Moses, you know, the Red Sea Moses, out of Egypt Moses, you know, here he's coming behind a great man, a God, and here he's probably having self-doubt and different things like that going on with him, and God is encouraging him, be strong and courageous. So my first thing that I'm going to say tonight is the whole thing about hope. Be courageous. Be courageous. What does it mean to be courageous? What is your personal definition of being courageous? What is your personal definition? What's going on, Jackie? What's going on, Tim? Angel? You guys can feel free to comment. I'll read what you guys say to everyone else. That's how we roll on Tuesdays from 9 to 10 here on the Heart of Love Radio Show. You know, for me, being courageous means go ahead and do the thing. Go ahead and step out on faith. Go ahead and do that thing that God is telling you and putting in your heart to do. Do the thing. You know, Nike has the thing, just do it. Courageous, just do it. That's my personal definition of being courageous. Regardless of what the situation might look like and appear, doing that thing that God has placed on your heart to do. And I believe that that in this season, we have to be reminded, what's going on, Derek? What's going on, Miracle? What's going on, Carolyn? Roswell Bowles. I believe that in this season, God wants us to be reminded to be courageous, to do that thing, to do that thing that he has placed on our hearts to do. Listen, guys, sometimes we have this hope, but we don't want to put the effort into it. We have this hope, and we say we believe, but we don't want to put the action behind the words. What's going on, Henrietta? What's going on, Free to Be Me? What's going on? You know, and I believe that sometimes this is where we are. This is where we are. And this is, like I said, this is not the message I was going to preach and talk about tonight, but this is what God has placed on my heart to talk about. Because sometimes, guys, we're in this place and it's like a full circle. Sometimes we come around full, God brings us around full circle to deal with things that we have to deal with in our lives, to deal with that. And some of us, we say we believe, but when it comes time to put the action behind it, we don't do that. But something happens. Our hope is we're encouraged when we step out and do that thing that God has called us to do. You know, I've heard people who've started businesses and they're like, I didn't have any money, but I believed in this dream. And I've heard countless stories of how people have said, you know, I believe. And they took that step. They made those small steps. And it kept on getting bigger. The business kept on growing. Next thing you know, the business was worldwide. Do you hear me? Worldwide. Do that thing that God's calling you to do in this season. Have that hope. Have that hope, that faith the size of a mustard seed. And be courageous. But in being courageous, you have to believe that your dream can come true. You have to believe that what God has placed in your heart to do will come to pass. So you have to believe, guys. In being courageous, just do it. You've got to believe. And you got to believe with everything that's within you, everything that's within your heart. You just have to believe. Regardless of how big those giants in that land appear to be. No matter how big everything else around you and all the other players in your scenario appear to be, God is bigger than anything else. If God's word for you is to go for it, go for it. Are you guys getting anything tonight? Are you getting anything tonight? Because I know several of you guys have stepped out there on faith. You're believing God to move in your life and you're doing those things. You're rebuilding. God's rebuilding you. He's rebranding you. He's showing you. And now it's time for you to take that part that he's showing you, that glimpse, and go ahead and do that thing that God has called you to do. To me, this is a season of hope. Hope that God is still with you. Hope that just as we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, this answer to so many prayers of the Jewish people back then, that Jesus' birth came. It might have happened many, many years, took many, 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 many years for it to come, but Jesus came. So during this season, we can talk about Jesus' birth. But tonight, I'm going to talk about hope. I just want to encourage you to do the things that God has called you to do. There are some prayers that you've been praying, guys, praying all year, Lord, I believe in you. To work in my life in this season. And guess what? God is going to do those things. It might not all happen, but believe and have that faith that it can and that it will. Remember, God's going to move on his timetable. What we have to do on our part is have that hope, have that faith, and just put the action, our faith into action and see God move. You know, in verse 7 in Joshua chapter 1, it says, "Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey the law, all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go." Amen, Jack. Jackie says, amen. What's going on, Skip? What's going on, Calvin, Henrietta? You know, for me, we know Jesus came, he fulfilled the law. But I believe this scripture, you keep the word of God in front of you. Keep the word of God. Read the word of God. Spend time with God. Spend time with his word. Meditate on his word day and night. That you can be like a tree planted by rivers of water to bring forth good fruit in its season, whose leaves do not wither. That's Psalm chapter 1. And it says right here in Joshua chapter 1, verse 7, do not turn from it to your right or to your left, that you may be successful wherever you go. In having hope, keep the word of God on your lips. Sing the word of God. I create songs. I make up songs. You know, sing praise to God. Think about him. Think about him. You know, pray. Ask him to help you. Ask him to be with you. Read the word of God for yourselves. Know what God's word is saying to yourself. You want to be successful? Keep the word of God on your lips. Read it. You know, be more concerned about what God is saying to you through his word. You know, we can call each other. We can call our brothers and sisters, our mothers and fathers, our best friends. But it's nothing like reading the word of God for yourself and praying and then asking God to help you and show you which way you need to go. What's going on, Larry? How you guys feeling tonight? I hope this word is blessing you. Like I said, this is not what I was going to talk about originally, but I just want to tell you guys, you know, why hope? Another reason why hope tonight, why I talk about hope. Why I talk about hope? Because so many people are hurting in this season. You know, one of my grandmothers passed away on Thanksgiving morning, and I was in a different continent. But God was gracious. Then my other grandmother almost passed away some years later during the Christmas season. But, you know, I'm going to tell you this. It can be rough for people during this season. You know, and I just want to encourage someone tonight to not give up hope. Because guess what? While they're gone on to the other side, we're still here. We still are living. What's going on, Todd? We're still living. We're still here. So I just hope that something said is going to encourage you in your walk and in your faith tonight. Hope. Don't give up hope. Keep the word of God before you. Read. Meditate. Meditate. Think about the word of God. You know, let the word of God get deep into your spirit, into your soul. So when you're going through these different tests, you can remember that word. What did that word God say? What was Joshua told in verse 6 in chapter 1? He was told, "Be strong and courageous because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them." Verse 7, "Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful." And then verse 9, it says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." See, and when you're going through those different situations, you know the word of God. You can speak the word of God. You can open it up and look at it and read it. And when you're going through this thing, you can encourage yourself. "I'm not going to be discouraged, for the Lord, my God, is with me wherever I go." Make that thing personal. Make the word of God personal in your life. Make the word of God personal to encourage you to keep on doing the things that God has called you to do. Hope, guys, hope in this season. Keep the hope. Keep the faith. Don't let anything or any situation tear you down. Know that God is with you. I just want to keep encouraging you tonight to hope. Don't give up, because in this season, so many people are hurting. Whether they're saying it or not, they're hurting. You know, Brian says, amen, yes, preach. Praise God. What's going on, Leonard? What's going on, Brian? You know, guys, like I said, I was going to talk about triggers and knowing your triggers tonight and the importance of knowing your triggers. But we'll talk about that another time. But what really God's telling me and has put in my heart to talk about is that faith, about being, about hope, about being courageous. Being courageous. You know, where a man's heart is there, where a man considers to be very, very important to him, that's where his riches are going to be. You know, hey, Alice, what's going on, Brian? You know, and where your heart is, there will your treasure be also. Guys, what are you hoping for? Who does your hope lie? Lion, you know, who are you hoping in? What are you hoping? You know, and being the whole thing about being courageous, the whole thing about moving in those things that God's called you to do, you have to understand and recognize that God is with you. And when you seek him, you will find him. Sometimes we find ourselves in this place where we're like just going with emotions. We're too afraid to move forward. We're too afraid of what might happen. I believe God has opened up doors in this season, doors that will encourage you to know that he is with you. Only thing you have to do is keep God first. What you need to do is keep God first. Keep God first. Above the plans, keep God first. And, you know, something happens, guys, when you spend time with God. When you spend some time with God, you spend time in prayer, you spend time reading his word, you spend time meditating on his word and allowing him to, then being still so you can hear him speak to you and then see him speak through the lives of people around you, because God will speak to you through people. God will speak to you. The thing is this, are you listening? Are you listening? And that's a big thing. Are you listening? What's going on, George? You know, how you guys feeling tonight? Are you guys understanding what we're talking about tonight? And feel free to talk. Feel free to talk. I appreciate and thank you guys also for sharing this on your pages as well. What's going on, Barry? You know, the biggest thing, guys, that I feel like God wants us to know in this whole thing about being about hoping and being hopeful. What's going on, George? About being courageous. Trust God. Believe that God is going to do what he said he's going to do. Trust him. I can say I trust in the Lord, but then when things start looking a different way, are those things going to trigger me? I hear that trigger still coming in there. Is it going to trigger me? Trigger. Something that happens that causes you to do something that you generally do, that causes you to behave the way you behave. God wants us to stay focused on him. Stay focused on him. Trust him. Believe in him. Believe in him. Believe his word. And you know, and really for me, guys, doing that thing that God's called me to do, to me, that's successful. It doesn't matter how much money I'm going to be blessed with in this lifetime. True success is really doing that thing that God has called me to do. What has he created me to do? Because God said he will meet all my needs. He will supply my needs according to his riches and glory. like Joshua said, was told in verse 7 again, do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Let me tell you this, guys. When I was going through some of the hardest times in my life, you know, I just remember that scripture, do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. See, the thing about this is this. When God blesses us and we start walking in God's blessings and we have more on our plate, we have more responsibilities, sometimes we tend to get away from focusing on God because we are so busy doing those other things that we've prayed for. But it's about learning that balance. It's about learning that balance too. Be courageous, be hopeful, but you also have to have that balance. You know, we do have responsibilities that we have to take care of. There are things that we have to do, but we also have to have that balance. And it's good to have people and friends who will keep you in check, who will help you to keep balance. You know, you want to be successful? Keep God first. Keep God first. You say you're going to have responsibilities and different things you want that you have to do to maintain in your life, but have that balance. Find time. Make time for God. Make time for God. I don't care how busy your day is, how busy your schedule is, take some time. Sometimes people like to take their time at night before they go to bed. Sometimes people like to do that first thing in the morning. Wake up 20 minutes earlier, 20, 30 minutes earlier, and take that time so you can just spend some time in prayer. Lord, show me about today. Lord, have your way in my life today. You know, I think sometimes we forget to include God because we become so busy with the things that he's blessed us with. And then with that whole thing, then we lose the hope and we lose the joy because we're not keeping God first. If you don't have hope today, if you don't have joy today, my question to you is this. Where is God in your equation? It doesn't mean it's going to be easy. It doesn't mean that we're not going to have pain. It doesn't mean we're not going to have sorrow. Does not mean that we're not going to mourn when we're mourning our loved ones who aren't here. But you know, God will give us that grace to get through. God, just keep it real with God. God, I'm having a hard time. What's going on, Teron? What's going on, Reed? God, I'm having a hard time trying to get through this situation. I need your help. Sometimes we're trying to be so strong, we're trying to do it all in our strength, but we need God. And we say we want God, and we're saying all these different things, but we really need to, when it comes to that, really just keep God first. Keep God first. You want hope? Keep God first. And when you're feeling as if you cannot go on, guess what? Lord, I need you to help me. I need you to carry me. It's like that poem about footprints in the sand, and when the writer talks about when he's going through those things, he noticed there are two sets of there are a set of footprints because God was carrying him. You know, during this season, guys, like I said, so many people are hurting. What's going on, Dean? So many people are hurting. And they just need some encouragement. We need some encouragement. I need some encouragement. Can I say that? I need some encouragement. But guess what? We're encouraged today because this word right here says, do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. In this season where some might feel like I cannot go on, guess what? Be encouraged because God is with you. Keep him first. Keep his word. Speak life over your situation. Because power, life and death is in the power of the tongue. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Sometimes I've seen people speak things into existence, not even realizing they've spoken it. And when the situation happened and things changed, guess what? What was spoken came to be because the person spoke it out of their mouth. Can I get an amen, somebody? What's going on, Joe Squill? You know, the thing is this. God is with you. Keep the word of God on your lips. Keep the word of God before you. Keep God number one. And you know, listen, this, we can make plans for days. We can make plans for each day of the week. But how many of you guys know that we can make the plans, but eventually what's going to happen is going to happen. God is in control of everything, but he's given us free will. He's given us free will to make those decisions. Those things that God has placed in your heart, on your heart to do, it's up to you to make that decision that you're going to jump into it. It's up to you to make that decision that you're going to believe. It's up to you to make that decision that you're going to walk by faith. It's up to you to make that decision to follow him. Hope. You want hope today. You want hope tonight. Keep God first. Do those things he's called you to do. Step out in faith. You know, you might go a different direction. You might have to do something differently. But guess what? It's okay. If God's leading you to do that thing, then do that thing. If God is calling you to go to a certain place and give things away, do it. If he's calling you to create that business plan and to make those steps, go ahead and do it. So what's holding you back? What's holding you back from going forward in this season? You know, because either the things that have truly affected me, my heart, are going to keep me from going back, from going forward, or I'm going to push forward and keep on going on. What I'm saying is this. I don't know if this is going on. Are you guys getting this tonight? What are you guys' thoughts about this? You got kind of being just a little quiet tonight. What are your thoughts about this? And like I said, this was not what I was planning on talking about tonight. I was going to talk about knowing your triggers. What's going on, Vic? But God placed in my heart to talk about this, talk about hope and about being successful. You know, we need hope. In a world that where we're experiencing so many different things in the news, I mean, it's just crazy. But how many of you know that God is bigger than that? How many of you know that God is bigger than these situations that we're reading about in the news? He's bigger than this whole political thing. But in this season, don't give up hope. Don't give up hope. What are you guys thinking tonight? What are you guys thinking? What are you thinking, George? I know you have something to say. Hey, Marla. Hey, Henrietta. I know you have something to say. And tonight, if you just tune in, we're talking about hope and about being courageous. I'm going to talk about the trigger, knowing your triggers later on. But God, I'm putting my heart to talk about Joshua chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. And I like in verse 9 where the writer says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous." Sometimes God has to remind us, be strong and courageous. Because they've kept on saying, be strong and courageous. They kept on telling them why. "So you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful." What's going on, April? They says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous." He says it again. Be strong and courageous. Whatever God is calling you to do, whether it's to really focus on losing weight, whether it's to focus on your business plan, whether it's to focus on doing those things that God's placed in your heart to do, be strong and courageous. Have I not commanded you? Don't look at the situation and say, "God, that's beyond me. I cannot do it." Yeah, you cannot do it in your own strength, but God is with you. God is with you. Be reminded today. Remind yourself that God is with you. Keep God first. Keep God first in your life. Meditate on His word. Speak His word. Spend time with God. Spend time. And when you spend time with God, be still and be willing to listen to what He is going to say to you. If you keep God first, you will be prosperous and successful. And I want to know, what is your definition of prosperity and successfulness? It's not always monetary. This is not always about cash. In order for me to be prosperous, successful, I'm going to be rich. It doesn't necessarily mean that. But what is your definition of prosperity and successfulness? Or what does it mean to be prosperous and successful? What is your definition? Because whatever your definition of it, whatever your worldview of the whole thing, when I'm talking about worldview, is the way you view the world and those things around you. Well, your worldview will dictate how you see that definition of prosperity and successfulness. What does it mean for you to be prosperous and successful? For me, it's doing what God's called me to do and walking in it, believing Him to do that, and knowing that He will bring that thing to pass. That's prosperity to me and being successful. I want to do what God has called me to do. I don't know about you guys. You know, George says this. What's going on, Kenneth? His yoke is easy and His burdens are light. When we don't keep God first and do things our way, it will eventually fail. That's a good one, George. I'm going to read that again. George says this, guys. His yoke is easy and His burdens are light. When we don't keep God first and do things our way, it will eventually fail. Yes. Amen, George. It will eventually fail. Henrietta says this. You, since your last video, I've been doing that. Guess what? More and more demons. Henrietta says this. Since your last video, I've been doing that. Guess what? More and more demons. Guess what, Henrietta? Thank you, Ken. Ken says, great message. Thank you, Kenneth. You know, Henrietta, guess what? When you're making that plan, you're making that steps to move forward in your life, guess what? The enemy is going to come against you. Now, if the thing to be worried about will be if you didn't have anything coming against you, if you didn't have any kind of warfare, then it'll be something to think about. When we begin to make those changes, those positive changes, oh yeah, the enemy does not like that. But guess what? Greater is He who lives within you than he who lives within the world. You know, and God is with you. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. It will be nice. You know, I hear what you're saying, Henrietta. You know, that is true, Henrietta. That is true. You know, if things were hunky-dory and you weren't being challenged, you're no threat to the kingdom of darkness. Guess what? You start shedding that light. Those things that are around you, you begin to preach the word of God, speak the word of God over your life. Guess what? They're going to come against you so you can go back to acting like you did not know. But God's saying, keep your faith in me. Hope. And I want to tell you this. You cannot do this journey by yourselves. You cannot do that journey by yourselves. You have to pray. What's going on, Jalil? Pray that God will bring people into your life who are for your good, who love the Lord, who are going to hold you accountable, who are going to hold you accountable and be there to encourage you when you are going through things. You know, we cannot live this life as if we're on an island. You know, and I'm saying this. The biggest thing that you can do, what's going on, Leonardo? The biggest thing I can say is this. Is that pray that God will bring people around you who are in your area, who can encourage you, who can be there to stand with you and to pray with you. You know, we weren't meant to live this life alone. And one of the things I'm learning in my life, you want to be hopeful and successful, be willing to also, there's going to come a time when you have to spend some time by yourself and pray and meditate and hear a word from God. But then also, God's going to use people to also be there to encourage you and also to teach you and also to show you, show you some things. You learn from experiences. You know, God uses all those different things to speak and to try to talk with us, talk to us, encourage us. George says this, if we speak the truth, we do things our because we're afraid to do things God's way. Be courageous. Okay, you left a word out, George. If we speak the truth, we do things. What? What are you trying to say, George? You're trying to say, if we speak the truth, we do things our what? Because we're afraid to do things God's way. Be courageous. Oh, you're saying, if we speak the truth, we do things our way because we're afraid to do things God's way. Be courageous. Okay, I understand you, George. Leo said, Darla said, yes, sir, so true. Yeah. Thank you, George. That's true. We like to do things our way because it's comfortable. We can remain comfortable. We're talking about hope. You know, I'm going to hope as long as I can stay comfortable. If I move out beyond that, if I can see the thing, that's not faith, because I can see it. But if you can step out there and you don't see it, but you know, look, God is with me. God's telling me to be courageous. God's telling me don't be terrified by this thing. Don't be petrified. Don't be discouraged, because he is with you. When you keep God first, he is with you. When you keep God first, he is with you. And sometimes when you go through the things you go through, guys, guess what? Life is a process. We're going to have our ups. We're going to have our downs. But our faith and hope can't be based on feelings. Have you ever just gone through something that's like something's just trying to move you, something just trying to shake you to your core, but you're saying, no, I'm going to believe and have faith. I know that situation might look like nothing's going to happen. What's going on, Jerry? That situation might look and appear as if you're about to hit a brick wall, but guess what? God is with you. God is saying, I am with you. I am with you. When you keep God first, guess what? You keep God in your life, he is with you. What's going on, Jeff? You know, and that's what God's placed in my heart, because let me tell you this. I say this, God kept me on zero while I was on zero. In the year 2016, God kept me while I was on zero. I was on zero, period. I had no gas in my car. Figuratively, spiritually, like God, and financially. It's like, God, how? But God spared me. God kept me. I want you to know God is a keeper. God will keep you. Continue to have your hope. Continue to put your hope in God. Continue to be hopeful and know that he sees you and he sees what you're going through. Now, the thing about it is to keep him first. The thing about it is to know that he will bring you through whatever it is that you're going through. And Henrietta, I've walked that. I've been through that. I'm telling you, I've been through those things where it's like, how is this going to get paid? How's my life going to change? How is God going to move in my life? I've been there. I've seen God move in the midnight hours at the at 11:59 and 34 seconds. A blessing came. But I had to have that faith. Not because of what I saw, but because of what I believed and who I believed in. What's going on, Mama Susan? Leo says this. At 2:30 a.m., I'm awakened by this word. I have dried up your well of selfish wants, cut down your fields of worldly needs, and hidden you deep away in my secret place, so that in my time, You will thirst only for my ways. Totally understand that your hunger daily only I can satisfy, and that you may know that in the dark, that in that dark and lonely place, though none may find you, be comforted. You are safe in the cleft of the rock, and I, the Lord, know exactly where you are. Warrior for Christ, I am faithful to my promise, and I will bring you out. Amen. Thank you for sharing that word, Leonardo Dean. That is a powerful word. Thank you for sharing that word that God has placed in your spirit. Again, Leo said this, and sometimes I repeat it. If you didn't get the first time, you'll get the second time. At 2:30 a.m., I'm awakened by this word. This is what Leo says. I have dried up your well of selfish wants, cut down your field of worldly needs, and hidden you deep away in my secret place, so that in my time you will thirst only for my ways. Totally understand that your hunger daily only I can satisfy, that you may know that in that dark and lonely place, though none may find you, be comforted, you are safe in the cleft of the rock. Now the Lord know exactly where you are. Warrior for Christ, I am faithful to my promise, and I will bring you out. Praise God. Excuse me. Thank you for sharing that word with us, Leo. Praise God. You know, yeah, I'm going to play your song, Leo, on Thursday night. Wow. That's a strong word. That's a strong word. Henrietta writes this. I believe he won't put no more on me than I can bear. If he brings me to it, he will bring me through it. That's right, Henrietta. Speak the word of God over your life. Encourage yourself. What's going on, nephew? What's going on, Dixon? It's just breaking my spirit, but I'm holding on. And guess what? You keep on holding on, Henrietta. You keep on holding on. I tell you. Have faith the size of a mustard seed. We have to have faith the size of a mustard seed. And I say this illustration. When I was going through what I was going through in 2016, I was holding on by, it was like a thread of hair. It was small. It was thinner than a mustard seed. But I held on. And I had, God bless me, people who were praying for me. People praying for me because I was going through. But I held on to Henrietta. Regardless of what the situation might appear to be, I held on because God gave me the word that I'm going to bring you through it. God will bring you through it. Just don't give up. Just don't give in. Don't give up. Keep that hope. Keep God first. And when people say and try to speak negative things into your spirit, what does the word of God say? That's not what the word God says. God says, do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Don't be discouraged. Leo says this, we must learn that everything comes from him, so put him first. Good show, bro. Thank you so much, Leo. And thank you, Leo, for coming on all the way from the islands. So I appreciate you coming on, Leo. What's going on, Kezia? And God bless you, Leo. Henrietta says this, what passage did Leo get that from? The passage he got that from, that's what the Lord spoke to him, Henrietta. God spoke that to him. He said he woke up at 2:30 in the morning by this word. God gave him that word. The Holy Spirit spoke to him, and he sat down and wrote it down. And the Lord, and God will speak to you too, Henrietta. God will speak to you too. And that's what God placed on his heart. And that's what he wrote down. And that's what he shared with us. My mom writes this. When you speak that word, you must believe it to be so in the name of Jesus. Yes, thank you, Mom. That's so true. When you speak that word, you must believe it to be so in the name of Jesus. You have to believe it. You have to believe it. Don't just speak words. Don't just speak words. Speak what you believe. I'm telling you, you're going to be tried by those exact same words you say you believe. I can say I believe God is a way maker. Guess what? I was put into some situations where I was tested. Well, you just now preached and talked about God being a God being a way maker. Now, let's see if you really believe that. You're welcome, Harrietta. And so that happens. What is God really saying to us tonight? He's saying all these different things about having hope, about keeping him first. The things that he's placing in your heart to do, believe him to do it. But even more importantly than that, keep God first. You might be dealing with the pain of lost ones, but keep God first. It's only a season. No, there's a time for everything. There's a time to mourn. So if you're dealing with the mourning, mourn. Mourn. It's not going to last always. And it gets better with time. Leo says this, Henrietta. Yes, I send words of inspiration out every morning to some groups. They are on my Facebook page daily. He says this. I send words of inspiration out every morning to some groups. They are on my Facebook page daily. So you can check that out. You know, and that's a great word. I'm glad you shared that word, Leo, with us tonight. I feel like we really need to hear that word that the Lord gave you for you and then for you to share with us. Thank you so much. In this season, let's have that hope. Hope a better day will come. What you're going through won't last always. There's a season for everything under the sun. Read Ecclesiastes chapter 3. There's a season, there's a reason for everything that happens. And it happens for a season. You know, but spend a time with God. Spend a time and pray. Ask God to lead you and show you what he wants you to do. First, have that balance. I know that some of you guys have a lot of responsibilities, but keep God, make him number one. Make him number one. If you need to wake up earlier in the morning, wake up earlier in the morning and pray. Spend time. Be willing to listen. And then be willing to do, like George was saying. You know, sometimes we don't want to do God's will. We want to do our own will. Because do God's will sometimes might be uncomfortable. Why? Because God might require us to do some things we don't want to do. Is it going to be a struggle for you guys? Is it going to be a struggle for me? Is it going to be a struggle for us? We say we want to have hope. What's going on, Cleveland? Hope you're feeling better. We say we want to have hope. But are we willing to, and we want to be courageous and do these things that God's called us to do, but do we really want to do those things? Because when God begins to put the whole will into motion and things begin to change, what are we going to do? Are we going to run and keep him first? Or are we going to run to the familiar? I'm going to be courageous, Lord. I'm standing in the same spot. Some of you guys are staying in the same spot, and you've been staying in the same spot for years. I believe that God's calling us in this season to truly trust him. And those dreams that he's given you, those things he's placed in your heart to do, want to do, that you want to do, that you would like to do, that you haven't done, guess what? This is the season to do it. This is the season to do it. The question is, are you going to move on that thing? Are you going to be courageous? Are you going to be scared by the giants in Atlanta? Are you going to be scared by what other people are saying? No, what is God saying? Let's have hope. Let's remember that God fulfilled that hope during the season, during Christmas that we celebrate Christ's birth, Jesus' birth. He gave them that hope. That hope became flesh. Your dreams, your desires. God wants those things to come alive. Have the faith, have the hope that God is with you. And don't be dismayed by what people say. Don't be dismayed by what people do. But what is God telling you to do? What has God told you to do? And one thing my mom used to always tell me, you guys, was this. What's going on, Jonathan? You don't have to tell everyone your dreams. You have to tell everyone. Sometimes you just have to be quiet and do those things that God is telling you to do. You have to announce to everyone. Go ahead and do those things. Leo says this. Yes, we are so afraid when we are forced to stand alone, when the whole world has seemed to abandon us. But it's God's each Okay, what are you trying to say, Leo? To get us to focus on Him and only Him. But it's God's will to get us to force to focus on Him and only Him. Is that what you're trying to say, Leo? Follow and trust Him, even when He is quiet. Ooh, that's a good one. In faith, you know He is there, for He is faithful to His promises. Okay. Oh, this is what Leo is saying. Thank you, Leo. But it's God's way to get us to focus on Him and only Him. Follow and trust Him, even when He is quiet. Faith, you know He is there, for He is faithful to His promises. And that's it. That is it. Thank you, Leo, for sharing that. He is faithful to His promises. So tonight, as we get ready to close, you guys, I hope you guys were blessed tonight. Again, this was not what I was planning on speaking about, but this is what God laid on my heart to talk about. God is with you. What's going on, Cynthia? God is with you. And be courageous. Have that hope. That hope that He is with you. That faith that He will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Keep God first. Do those things that He's called you to do. Keep your faith and your hope in Him. Be strong and very courageous in His ability to bring that thing to pass. You do your part. Watch God do His part. And don't lose hope. And also put yourself around people who believe in God. People who are change makers. You know, people who are desiring to follow God and do what God's called them to do in their lives. I just want to encourage you guys tonight. You know, before we go, guys, how have you been blessed tonight? And if you've been blessed, what are you going to take away from our discussion tonight? Okay, thank you, Miss Cynthia. And there was a young lady who was sick. Who are you talking about, Miss Cynthia? You talking about from last week, Miss Cynthia? It's okay. Make sure you go back and get a chance to go back and see the listen to the program. Please share this program, you guys, on your Facebook pages. Thank you for coming through. We do this every Tuesday from 9 to 10. What's going on, Savian? I hope you guys are doing well tonight because you're coming through. We're talking about tonight about having that hope, about being very courageous. We came out of Joshua chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. Oh, pray for you. Oh, you're the sick girl. Okay. I'm like, who's the sick girl? Lord, we just pray right now. You're touching Miss Cynthia right now. She's not feeling well. She missed the show. Pray, God, you bring healing to her body and her spirit and soul in Jesus' name. And, Lord, I also pray for the listeners and for those who are going through the things that they're going through. I pray, God, that you'll give them hope, that you'll give them they will be encouraged in their faith to believe in you, to keep you first, to meditate on your word, to speak life over their situations, and then to do that thing that you've called them to do. I pray that the cares of this world and the things that they're going through will not overshadow who you are in their life and where you want to be, number one, in their life. In Jesus' name, we pray. Ms. Alice says this, I was blessed and I will keep God on my heart. Amen. I'm going to do the exact same thing, Miss Alice. What's going on, Walter? Cynthia, my mom says, please get well. You know, what else do you guys get from tonight? I appreciate you guys, like I say, coming through. Got Jonathan Holly in the house, George Ward, Driscoll, still there, just Driscoll, Savin, Leo, Moms. Henrietta said, amen. Thank you, Henrietta. George says this, faithful and diligent. Leo says this, sometimes he is waiting on us to make a move, like you say, bro. Praise now, shout aloud, and not what is, but what is to come. That's right. Remember, there is a sound that precedes every move of God. Thank him, for he trusts his strongest soldiers with the greatest battles that he may get the glory. Praying for you and your show, bro. Continue to be his voice. Amen. Praise God. And thank you so much, Leo. Nardo Dean, appreciate you, man. God bless you so much. Mom says to God be the glory. Miss Cynthia says, amen. Thank you. Guys, be encouraged tonight. Know that you're not alone. Know that God is with you. Like I said, be encouraged. Don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. Don't be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Keep him first. Have hope and faith in his ability. And what he tells you to do, you go ahead and you do that. Be encouraged, guys. The race is not given to the swift, nor to the strong, but to the one who endures till the end. During this season, remember the reason for the season. Christ's birth. Jesus' birth. That hope. Don't let go of that hope. But continue to walk in faith and do what God's called you to do. God bless you guys. Have a good night. I'll see you again next Tuesday from 9 to 10 on Blog Talk Radio and on Facebook Live. God bless you. Continue to pray for me, and I will continue to pray for you. God bless you. Thank you.